WAWOTA. Monroe Maunder is a Wawota resident who only a year ago fell in love with an activity that many don't know much about. Under the professional tutelage of Garrick Schmidt, dog sledding has become her passion. Schmidt taught at the White Bear Education Complex until June 2021. He is now a land-based educator for the Kari Yashik Culture Camp. Known as the Cree Center of Excellence, it is headquartered in Ministaquan Lake, 160 kilometers northwest of North Battleford. This past weekend, Schmidt returned to the Moose Mountains with 16 of his highly trained and specialized Alaskan Huskies. The dogs are between 2 and 11 years of age and are bred for their strength and stamina. Over time, Schmidt has developed a special bond with Federer, who is his favorite lead dog. Maunder has befriended Schmidt and started sledding with him and his team in 2021. She has already visited Ministaquan Lake on two occasions this past fall and plans on returning later this spring. Monroe is the 14-year-old daughter of Dexter and Aaron Maunder. She is enrolled in grade 9 at the Wawota Parkland School. Her favorite lead pups are Smarty, Sugar and Nippy. I love riding the trails and thoroughly enjoy the training I am getting from Mr. Schmidt. You develop a special bond with the animals, and they become a part of you. Each dog has its own unique personality, and they are simply a pleasure to be with. Schmidt, Maunder and others spent over 5 full days on the trails and logged over 160 kilometers. Several interesting facts were gleaned from the riders. Gender is not a determining factor in becoming a good lead dog. Nearly half are considered leads, which greatly assist the team and its masters with a well-organized ride. A 70-kilometer excursion takes 6 hours. Dogs cannot be run for long distances when the temperature becomes warmer than minus 10 C. A mixture of kibbles and raw chicken is their preferred food of choice, which provides them with much-needed energy. Schmidt will be returning to the Moose Mountains later this spring when he plans on introducing his dogs and the sport to various schools in the area, including Arcola, Carlisle, Pheasant Rump, Stoughton, Wawota and White Bear. On Sunday, a meet and greet was held at the rest area just west of Wawota, which was well attended. Maunder can't wait until the return trip. I am going to be stiff and sore for a couple of days, but I will be ready when Mr. Schmidt and his dogs return to the Moose Mountains. It just doesn't get any better than this, she said.